In confusion and uncertainty, there emerges a guiding light, a beacon that cuts through the darkness. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Well, today is Wednesday. You know what that means? It is Word of God Wednesday on Beacon of Truth. Grab your Bibles, because we're breaking open God's Word for the readings of the Gospel for this Sunday. Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, the story of the blind man Bartimaeus and his healing. So we're going to talk all about that great gospel that we're going to break open and get fed with God's Word. And, you know, what we want to talk about is how God heals the blindness within each and every one of us, right? It's just a wonderful little story. So we're going to go through the gospel. We're going to talk about it. But also like to hear from you how God helped heal a blind spot in your soul, a blind spot in your life, how he opened your eyes to see something that you didn't quite see before you had that powerful encounter with Jesus. We want to hear from you today. The phone number to call us, as always, is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can also email us, beacon@EWTN.com. And you can even text the letters 58177. Wait for our text EWTN to 58177. Wait for our response. Then text us your first name or brief question. Remember that message and data rates may apply. So this morning, I had the privilege of guest lecturing at a class at Mount Angel Seminary this morning. I don't often get invited to speak in many seminaries, but I always welcome the opportunity to help help form our future priests in some way. So they had me come and I gave a lecture today about effective evangelization, the kinds of situations that they're going to find in the parish, and you know, how they can effectively bring the love of Jesus Christ, that deep, personal, intimate encounter with Christ. How can they do that as priests, right, when they get into the parish? So I wanted to, it was, again, a guest lecture, and the class is called Evangelization and Catechesis, taught by my good friend Rolando Moreno. And so Rolando, just like last year, invited me to come and once again speak to the seminarians, which I had a great time. What a great, great group of men. I mean, the church is looking bright when you have seminaries like the ones I met today. I have spoken in some seminaries in the U.S. I've spoken at John Paul II Seminary in Washington, D.C., St. Vincent de Paul Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida, and also in other countries, in the Philippines and Australia. Last year in Papua New Guinea, did a special talk for seminarians there as well. What a great joy it was for me to be with them today. You know, we have in a couple of weeks, Vocation Sunday is coming up. And so we want to make sure we're continuing to pray for vocations to the priesthood, the diaconate, and the religious life. And especially remember, priests come from families, right? So if we build strong families, faith-filled families, have children, you know, so that at least some of those children, one of them at least, would consider serving Christ Church as a priest or becoming or religious brother or becoming a sister, you know, becoming the bride of Christ, right? So we have to continue to pray for occasions. I personally think there are plenty of people being called. They don't know how to listen or to respond. That's what I think the issue is. I think the Lord always provides for his church, but he provides, you know, in freedom. So God puts out the call and he leaves it for us. He leaves time for us to respond to that call, right? So in freedom and in love. So let's continue to pray for vocations. We'll focus more on this in a couple weeks when we focus on Vocation Sunday. But for now, let's keep all our priests and religious, especially those in formation, in our thoughts and prayers. And today also I voted. So in Oregon, voting is done by mail. Sorry, when I was when I just came back from this men's conference in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with Father Wade Menezes, I had a great time with him. My ballot was waiting for me on my pile of mail, and so I went through and voted and mailed it in today. So, and I will get a text message actually from the county voter registration showing that they received my ballot and that my vote's being counted. So I know that I guess more states are moving toward that. We don't have to go in person. You know, you mail in your ballot again, which, you know, you got to be real careful with that too, because for example, in, when my mom died, I think for the next 2 years, she got a ballot. You know, there's got to be a system in place to remove those, right, for people that are deceased or people that moved and they received ballots at both addresses, the old and the new address, because there's fraud that could take place, right? And we want to make sure that things are done honestly and fairly, right? Again, as people of faith, that's what we should come to not only to expect but demand, right? So so I did my civic duty, and I also got called to jury duty. Which, you know, I responded back and I'm asking for an exemption, because it says, that my term of service is 2 to 5 weeks. And with my travel schedule, there is no way I could do that without impacting my ability to take care of my family. So, so I applied for an exemption. Now, if I wasn't traveling, I would definitely do my civic duty and at least go. But typically, the last time I went, when they found I had a law enforcement background, they just dismissed me, and that was it. So, but if I were going to be here, I would you know, do my service, and you know, see if I, you know, see if I got selected. Yeah, so we'll see how that, we'll see what happens with that. I'll keep you posted. And one of the reasons why I love doing this show on this Word of God Wednesday is because of folks working behind the scenes, like our call screener, Matt Kabinski, and social media expert, Charles Berry, and our producer, Ace McKay. Ace, how you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. I love this topic because we all have those blind spots, right? We all have those visors that are shielding us from how we're supposed to be living or how, you know. And again, I even remember this one time at a radio station I was working at. My boss, or the boss, the president of the company, actually asked what his blind spot was, like business-wise. And he allowed everybody to speak in, and he said, you know what, I'm going to work on each of these areas, so thank you for being willing to share, you know, because there's the fear of, well, do I tell him really what I'm thinking, you know? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, but spiritually especially, what are the things that keep us from being able to be close to God or to let go of an identity that we once clung to?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, I'm going to have fun talking about that today. Again, it's Word of God Wednesday. We're talking about the gospel this Sunday, the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. Would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You know, Ace, on my way back, I was listening to my Spotify. Usually started to listen to podcasts, but today I felt like just letting Spotify, you know, go through my playlist and just, you know, play whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bee Gees came out, How Deep Is Your Love?
Great song.
Love the Bee Gees, love that song. And I had not heard that song in a very, very long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was very pleased when it came up. And here's something I think you'll appreciate this, a subtlety. So I was singing along, right? But sometimes when I haven't heard a song in a really long time, I just kind of lay back because I want to hear the song differently. You know, since I hadn't heard it, maybe there's something subtle there that I didn't. And that happened today. So I was singing, oh, how deep is your love? And your love, how deep is your love? And I drew a breath there.
Yeah.
And I said, why did I do that? You know? So I went back and listened. And on the record, they draw a breath there at that point. You can hear it.
Yeah.
It's audible. Because usually you don't hear when, you know, when the singer takes another breath to sing another verse of a song.
Right.
But here it's actually that you hear, I love how deep is your love. I really need to learn. I'm like, whoa, that was awesome. And so I guess even subliminally, I probably, you know, just heard that song so many times
yeah.
that drawing of the breath became musical.
Oh, sure. The Beatles.
Know, I love that.
Yeah, the Beatles did that with Girl off of Rubber Soul. They actually do a, like an inhale, like it's a part of the rhythm of the song.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder, because the Beatles were known for like accidents becoming the hook. And it makes you wonder, did like John or someone breathe and go, ooh, let's use that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
those great moments in music.
Yeah, I love those too. Like when the producer does something, you know, or it's like on a different track.
Yeah.
And then, but they include that on the record. It wasn't meant to be there, but it sounds, I love those little subtleties there.
Me too.
All right. Well, it's Word of God Wednesday on Beacon of Truth. Grab your Bibles or break it open God's Word for the gospel for this Sunday from Mark chapter 10, the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. Would love for you to join us. Send us, call us 833-288-EWTN.
You said yeah, Bee Gees, and so yeah. I had to go there.
Yes, yeah, I was just about to say, I like that, man. That kind of disco-y kind of feel with the little synth there.
I always say, like, especially on, just because so many things on television don't manifest into real life, but the Soul Train line should be one of those that just bursts out in the middle of the day. Like somebody get on the intercom, Soul Train line in 20 minutes, and you get in the hallway and just... find a song of choice.
Oh, that's funny. You know, it's funny. We're talking about in the a few minutes ago about the subtleties in the song. I mean, the same thing happened to me, I think, a month ago. I was listening to Peg by Steely Dan. And this time I decided to focus on the drums, right? Because everybody wants to focus on the bass,
right,
which is amazing line, and the guitar solo, which is awesome. But this time, I heard this subtly. I sing your pitch, and he opens the hi-hat.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. You can hear the subtlety with that open hi-hat.
Right.
And that was like, and boom, open hi-hat. I was like, whoa, that's cool. You know, I just love finding subtleties in songs like that. You know, because to me, that makes the song. Because, I mean, how could you think of, for example, Earth, Wind, and Fire without Philip Bailey?
Sure.
Come on, man. You know, you just can't. So it's often the little things that make the big difference. That's awesome.
And I know you're a fan of Drumeo. And so whenever I'm doing my drum tracks for songs, listening to the track without the drums, you hear things that you didn't notice before because you're busy listening to the whole song, or you're busy listening to the drums when they're there. And it's like, wait, he's doing what? You know. And so you hear those little nuances.
Exactly. Well, today is Wednesday on Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke-Sivers. Word of God Wednesday. We're breaking open God's Word. Grab your Bibles. We're taking a look at the gospel for this Sunday, Mark chapter 10, the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. So we're going to look at what are the blind spots in your life that God has brought healing to or still may need to bring healing to. How did God open your eyes to something you are blind to in your own life? You know, so we want to immerse ourselves and our lives in the pages of God's Word so we can see ourselves, our lives, our stories, our experiences, our circumstances in the pages of God's Word. So I'd love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Of course, we are definitely staying on top of things as we get closer to the election. So National Catholic Register has got an email for you. Keeps you updated. All you have to do is go to ncregister.com today. Make sure that you set up for the daily, weekly alerts, and you can get it right from the register themselves and check it out easily when you subscribe at ewtn.com.
Hear that music? It's time to break open God's Word in the Psalms, in this soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth, which is available at EWTNPodcastCentral.com or on the EWTN app or on Spotify or iTunes, your favorite podcast medium. Today, we're continuing our look at Psalm 77. All right, so there's three Psalms that have the name Jeduthun, right? And Jeduthun in Hebrew means lauder or praiser. And so this one is in book 3, Psalm 73 to 89. So Psalm 73 to 83 are by Asaph. So all the Psalms in this particular section, 73 to 83, is Asaph. So the prescript, which we looked at last time, very simply says, which is the entire first verse, for the choir master intoned like Jeduthun. So if you look in the prescript of Psalms 39, 62, and this one, 77, you will see that name Jeduthun there. Again, means lauder or praiser. Of Asaph, a psalm. Right, a mizmor. And Asaph, of course, means gather. So we're going to pick up here at verse 8. Right? So he starts in verse 8. Will the Lord reject us forever? Will he show us his favor no more? Has his mercy vanished forever? Has his promise come to an end? Has God forgotten his mercy? Or in anger withdrawn his compassion? Well, I love the humanness of this. I really do. I love the humanness of this. In that they're questioning. Okay, God, we know that you are God of incredible mercy and love. But right now, Lord, it feels like you're rejecting me. It feels like we don't have your favor, like your mercy has disappeared from our lives, that the promise you made to our fathers and in your sacraments, it's come to an end. Lord, have you forgotten us? Why have you withdrawn your compassion? You know, that is so human. You know, of course, God has not done any of that, but all of us have been at that point where we feel that God is. I mean, imagine Bartimaeus, the man that's blind. You know, and you know, when you're blind, well, that's a couple things. Not only do you have to beg to make a living, he could not worship. Because he had a defect, he could not worship. So you have to remember that one of the things that Jesus did when he did miracles was to heal people so that they can return to the worship of God. Right? Beautiful. So, you know, sometimes when I'm down, when I'm struggling with something, I like this psalm. When I get to this part, I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm feeling right now. You know, this psalm is definitely speaking to me right now. And all of us have been at that point. You know, now we're not, yes, we're it feels like that God is missing, that God, but of course we know that's not the case. Of course we know that's not the case. You know, it goes back to that old a poster or some kind of adage where, you know, there's two sets of footprints on the beach. And then, you know, and then all of a sudden there's only one set of footprints. And the guy asks, well, Lord, how come there's only one set of, what happened to you here? He goes, that's when I picked you up and carried you. Right? You know, so this reminds me of that. You know, we question, God, where are you right now? But God is always faithful. And he continues in verse 11. I said, this is what causes my grief, that the right hand of the Most High has changed. Now, in the previous verse, it said, this is what causes my grief, that the way of the Most High has changed. But and in Hebrew, it is right hand. So the strong arm, right? The strong arm of the Lord, right? The right hand of the Lord, the oath swearing hand, right? He's thinking, well, God has changed his way of dealing with me. Right, his right hand has changed. Why does he think that? Because I remember the deeds of the Lord, he continues. I remember your wonders of old. I muse on all your works and ponder your mighty deeds. Right? I love that. So even though he's in this dark place in his life, even though he's going through the darkness, right, like Bartimaeus, Bartimaeus had physical darkness, physical blindness, but we've had spiritual blindness. We've had spiritual darkness, right? We talk about the dark night of the soul, right? So the St. John of the Cross experienced, something that St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta experienced, this dark night of the soul. And so in that darkness, remember, right? He's the psalmist here, Asaph, is remembering the deeds of the Lord, his wonders of old. He's musing on all the works of the Lord and pondering his mighty deeds. So yes, he doesn't feel God's presence, but he remembers. He remembers when God was faithful, right? And he longs for that relationship of intimacy with the Lord once again, right? He's longing, he's yearning for God to come back in his life, to encounter him in a powerful way, right? Just like we're going to read with Bartimaeus. And it continues in verse 14. Your way, O God, is in the holy place. What God is as great as our God, right? Your way, O Lord, is in the holy place, right? So living lives of virtue, living lives of holy, that doesn't mean that we're perfect, that we can't make a mistake, and that we have to be over scrupulous about how we live. No, we take the gifts that God has given us. We use those gifts. We multiply those talents to the best of our ability, knowing that God is virtuous, knowing that God is loving, knowing that God never leaves us. He's going to support us and strengthen those gifts if we ask him to. That's what the sacraments are all about.
And the thing, too, is we tend to think that when we surrender certain things or all things to God, we think that, oh, I'm not ready to change. I'm not ready to be different. I like me now. But what we don't realize is that once you make that surrender, then the greatest parts of you are enhanced. It's not, you know, like there's suddenly this personality change. It's an enhancement of the character of Christ in you that only makes you better.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's something that I think the more we open our hearts to what God wants to do, to open ourselves to become vulnerable before the Lord, the more that happens.
Yeah.
The more we're able to realize that in our lives, you know, and this is something that I think young people need to understand. You know, why do we have commandments? Why do we talk about virtue? Why do we talk about chastity? Why do we talk about those things? It's not what the culture says. It takes away your freedom. Is actually in living those things that makes us free,
mm-hmm.
right? Those are the things that draw us more intimately into God's life and draw us more closely into God's heart,
Amen.
Right? It's those things that actually free us to love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the beauty of it. And he continues, so what God is as great as our God? Yes, Lord, even though I don't feel your presence right now, I'm not going to turn to the gods of the culture to find relief. I'm not going to turn my back on you, Lord. I'm not going to abandon you. Like sometimes our fathers did of old, right? I'm not going to do that, Lord. I'm going to stay focused on you, knowing that this darkness is not going to last forever, right? And it continues in verse 15. You are the God who works wonders. Among the peoples, you showed your power, right? So again, I can't help but Asaph here is remembering the crossing of the Red Sea. Right, the God fighting against the Egyptians, the 10 plagues, right, and finally that last plague, the Passover, that initiates the Passover, and leads him into the desert. How he, the crossing of the Red Sea and the drowning of the Egyptian forces, and how he fed them with manna and water from the rock, and how God sustained his people for all those years, you know. And so he's remembering, yes, God, you did show us your power. You know, and how did he shows his power now? Through his son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Your strong arm redeemed your people, right? So this, Besora, that's the word I was looking for. Besora, this strong arm of the Lord is the one that redeemed us. And what's that strong arm? Jesus' arm stretched out for us on the cross, right? His arms open wide to receive us into the spiritual embrace of his incredible, unfathomable divine mercy. Your strong arm redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph, right? Because it's all about the family, right? The descendants of Jacob and Joseph. And, you know, when sometimes we look back at the family, see some of the struggles, we see some of the hard times there. But God has, you know, brought us out of that. I remember in my own situation, it's learning responsibility, and it's a lot of skills that I learned as a kid that has really helped me now in the work that I'm doing for the Lord. Beautiful. Grab your Bibles. It's Word of God Wednesday. We're looking at Mark chapter 10, the story of Bartimaeus. We'd love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN.
Trying.
I think inspired by the Bee Gees a little bit there. I like that.
See what you did? Yeah. It's infectious.
That's good stuff. It's good stuff. You know, it never, it always does the heart good to listen to something that just makes you just feel good.
Yeah.
You know, just for no other reason that it's just awesome. Right?
Well, and that's, you know, that's a beautiful thing. When you're in that mood, like I was doing something, I was working some freelance stuff last weekend, and one of the guys came in and he was just kind of crabby, like traffic's bad and people are bad and the world is evil. Like he was just in that mood, right? And I was like, hey man, what can I play for you? Because, you know, DJing for sports teams, that's the beauty. I'm in charge of the music. And he's like, I don't know, play me some Zeppelin. So I played like three songs in a row. He's like, man, I'm in the best mood. I was like, see? It's the healer.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, awesome. All right. Well, I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and this is Beacon of Truth. And today is Wednesday. That means it's Word of God Wednesday. We're breaking open God's Word in Mark chapter 10. We're looking at the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus, the gospel for this Sunday, the 30th Sunday in ordinary time. We're going to talk about today. I'd love to hear from you about the blind spots in your life, how God healed some blindness in your life, how you are unable to see certain things within yourself, or how God allowed you to see yourself more deeply, to see others differently, to heal those blind spots in your life. Would love to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Of course, don't forget this weekend, Michael O'Neill and the Miracle Hunter, as we share stories that really fascinating how God is working and some things that you're like, wow, only God. But you can check that out Saturday at 1 and 7 p.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
All right. Word of God Wednesday. Grab your Bibles. The gospel for this Sunday is Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. We've already got some calls. Let's go to the calls first. Well, first of all, we have Kathy in Stowe, Ohio, who's watching on YouTube. Actually, she called and couldn't hold, but she said that her brother had an accident at work, an explosion actually at work. It damaged his whole face and his eyes. She said she prayed that he'd be able to see. He's still totally blind today, but he saw that he was on the wrong path and came back into the church. She says, it wasn't exactly what I prayed for, what I asked for, but God answered my prayer in a great way. Right? Amen. I love that. You know, it's because sometimes things happen to us because God has a different plan for us. You know, you'd love for God to say, well, come back into the church this way. But God knows us better than we know ourselves because he made us. And he knew that in the case of Kathy's brother, that it would take something like that to turn his heart back to him. And who knows? You know, our God is a God of the divine physician, the genesis of merciful love. And who knows, God may also bring a physical healing to him as well as that beautiful spiritual healing. We're talking about the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus from the Gospel of Mark chapter 10 for this Sunday, how God has healed a blind spot or darkness in your life. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jennifer is calling from California, listening on Sirius XM 130. Jennifer, welcome to Beacon of Truth. Jennifer, are you there? Okay, Jennifer's not there. Maybe we'll try and see if we can get her back. Let's go to Lydia in Midland, Texas. I was just there about a month ago, speaking at the men's conference there. Lydia is listening, of course, on Guadalupe Radio, which was founded in Midland, Texas. So, Lydia, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Yeah, and I was at the Choose Life table, and I got to hear you talk. You were one amazing person. I love what you said that day.
Oh, well, God bless you, Lydia. Thank you so much. And thank you for calling, being part of the show today.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that song, If Only You Can Imagine?
Oh, yes. I remember that song from the movie. I saw it on the plane. And that song was part of the movie, yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I just want to say that I know we all have our days, but if you play that song, you know, it's like you're really singing to Jesus, you know, and because Jesus is so good.
Amen.
But I'm sorry about breakup, but I get emotional sometimes because my son died in May, and he was in the hospital real sick and everything. He was in the hospital off and on for 6 years, but every time he'd go in, we'd come back home. But he got admitted in March 11th, and things did not get better. And anyway, I had the priest come bless him and gave me the last rites and everything. And I kept praying and praying for a miracle. I even had a towel from Rhoda Wise. I even sent a towel to her special place in Canton, Ohio, because Jesus sat on her on the chair. And I was, because I know that I saw the On Demand, the Rhoda Wise story, and of how the doctor's wife took the t-shirt and took it to the chair and placed it on her husband, and he got up, and it was a miracle. So I kept hoping and hoping, you know, maybe something like that can happen for my son. But, and I got the towel and everything, and I even had a blessing from the relic, St. Jude. Mm-hmm. And then I had a blessed rosary. So I had three items, the towel from Rhoda Weiss with Jesus set on, and then the St. Jude relic blessing, and then the blessed rosary. And when the priest, Father Mike, came over to talk to Bless Lee again, I kept telling the Father, I'm praying for a miracle, because I really truly believe in miracles, and I'm hoping for a miracle. And he told me, he said, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray for God's will, and we have to let it be God's will. And when he told me that, that's when I had to let go of my miracle and say, it's God's will. And my son, when he died that Wednesday morning, it was such a heavenly departure that all the people that were in there said that it felt like God was in the room, because that towel from Rhoda Wise's shrine was there too, with the St. Jude and the Blessed Rosary. And everybody kept complimenting and say, it's like God's in here. And I said, yes, and my son. And I felt like the angels and Jesus held him by the hand to take him home, because, you know, he wasn't going to make it. And I had to accept it. And I tell you, to this day, I still miss my son Lee. But I know he's happy in heaven and everything. And I had the Father bless me at church and tell Father, I said, Father, I'm okay with my son being in heaven. It's just me that's having a hard time coping, because I'm missing him so much. Yeah. And that's why I'm always needing him to bless me and pray for me, because here on earth, we have our homework to do. We got to keep on helping people and go to church, receive Holy Communion, and say our prayers and say divine mercy, say the rosaries and everything, because we got to keep doing that, because that's what makes the world better. And I just want to tell you, when I heard you talk over here, man, the words you said was right on, and I just want to say thank you for all that. And got to hear Jim Caruso talk, and I tell you, after he finished talking, and I after we did our little Choose Life table, you know, because we pray for the babies not to get aborted, and pray for that all the time. And so anyway, I just want to say I had a wonderful day that day there sitting at being a volunteer at the table.
Oh, well, praise God, Lydia. Can I ask you, how old was your son?
Well, he had meningitis when he was 2 years old, and I took care of my son for 49 years, so he was 51 when he died, but had a mind of a five-year-old, so he was my angel. He did not have a mind of a 51-year-old. He had a mind of a five-year-old.
Okay. Well, Lydia, I just want to let you know that the main job of a parent, of parents, is to get their children to heaven. Right? That's the goal. You know, is to get our children to heaven. And, you know, we pray that Lee is with the Lord now. You know, you definitely did all that you could, you know, taking care of a special needs child for all those years, praying for the miracle, doing everything you can. That's what mothers do. That's why the prayers of moms are so powerful. You ask for a miracle. Remember, Lydia, the Lord says the road to heaven is narrow and very few will find it. But you stayed on that narrow path, Lydia. And because of your love and your sacrifice, God honored that. You know? And so when your son died, you saw how beautiful it was on the day the Lord came for him. You know, and we pray that he is in that beatific vision, face to face with God. And we pray that, he is there. And there's no question, God willing, Lydia, that you'll be united with him again. You know, I feel the same way about my mom. You know, I miss my mom every single day of my life. But what I have comfort in knowing that I will see her again. You know, praise God. So thank you, Lydia, for the beautiful, for the heartfelt call, for your encouragement in continuing to live our faith, to receive the sacraments and adoration and prayer. What a beautiful inspiration. God bless you, Lydia. Well, we're talking about the blind man Bartimaeus, his healing in Mark chapter 10 as part of Word of God Wednesday on Beacon of Truth. I'm Deacon Harold Brick Sivers. We're looking at the gospel for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time and how God has healed the blindness in your own life. Right, the blind spot, the darkness that was lifted so that the light of Christ could shine fully into your lives, into your heart. That's what we're talking about today on Beacon of Truth. Would love to hear from you. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Jennifer, I believe, is back now. Jennifer in California, listen to Sirius XM 130. Jennifer, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I heard you're coming down to El Centro next month.
Yes, I'm giving the keynote for the Catholic radio station there.
Yes, and that was my church I used to go to, so I might have to come and meet you in person.
I'd love to meet you, absolutely.
I was just talking to a friend of mine about it up here. I just moved to Riverside, so.
Okay, very good.
Anyway, I have I'll be excited. I am always excited. So I have a son also that has special needs. And, you know, he was in the hospital and he couldn't walk because the hospital wanted him to use the belt. And then, but he couldn't leave the hospital unless he was off the belt. So he was like in this catch 22 forever for 4 months because of his needs. And I left to go on a vacation, and that's when God came in and said, okay, well, we found him a new home, and he's in a blessed Catholic home right now. So he's better off than any place I would have found for him. So blessed be God for that.
Beautiful.
But in my own personal, last week I was reading about Luke, and I was on one of the daily reflections, and it said, speak to our Lord and tell him that you are ready and willing to be used by him to bring his saving message to others, and to pray for that. And so I did that on Friday, and things just keep, walls keep coming down. I'll just say that I was blessed to not drink for 33 years, and I was not doing my full recovery, and I found a sponsor, and we're going to work the steps because I have a deep desire to break those walls. Are just, there's something that's keeping me from the fullness of God. And so I want to know what those are, and Jesus removed them. And I like that in this reading today, it says, your faith has made you well.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Oh, I love that. I love that. And, you know, and what you're showing us, Jennifer, in fact, it's a beautiful parallel to the psalm that we have from Asaph today in Psalm 77, how when you're going through something difficult, and in that difficulty, you open your heart and ask God to enter into that space with you, to be there with you. And what did he do? He knocked down those walls. Why? You made yourself open and vulnerable enough to receive his love and his mercy into your life. And when you weren't afraid to do that, love took over from the fear. And those walls could no longer stand, like the walls of Jericho. They could no longer stand before the Lord, you know, and they came down. And you're such an inspiration, because so many other people won't allow those walls to come down because they're afraid to let God in and let go. So what a beautiful inspiration, Jennifer. Thank you so much for calling. Well, it's Word of God Wednesday on Beacon of Truth. We're looking at the gospel for this Sunday, the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Mark chapter 10, the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus. And we're talking about how God has come into your life to heal those dark places, those blind spots, the darkness in your life, how God has removed that. So now you can see, you can actually see where your life is going, how God is using you for his glory, the beautiful miracles that God has done in your life. We want to hear from you today. Give us a call, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Patterson is calling from Virginia, watching on YouTube. Patterson, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Hey, I was about to call you Father Mitch. Hey, Harold Deacon Burke. We talked before. I'm from New York, but I lived in Jersey, Bloomfield.
Right up the Parkway from me. All right.
Yeah. Essex County, you know.
Yeah, oh, but, yes.
So I want to share with you back in 2003. I'll try to speak fast because I know you got other callers. Back in 2003, I had what you call anxiety panic attacks. And so one day, funny enough, a Jehovah's Witness came to visit me, and I told her what I had. I had anxiety attacks. And she said, oh, you should read the Bible. It releases serotonin in your system. You know, I said, okay, I'll do that. Now, I'm already a Christian anyway, but I just took a suggestion because they said God writes straight with crooked lines, so he speaks to anybody. So anyway, I read from Genesis to Revelations. I got to Psalms 37 because that was a birthday card I received from the AME church, Psalms 37:23, which says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord and he delights in his way. So anyway, I read Psalms 37:23, but I decided to read the whole Psalms of 37, the 37th chapter. Now, interesting enough, Psalms 37 has everything you need. You know, the anger, the patience, trust in the Lord, when you read those verses. And I actually got real relaxed reading it because we get so impatient and anxiety and panic and a lot of things in our life. So Psalms 37 actually helped me calm down. Now, of course, I'm still fighting like everybody else. We get upset with things, but we're still fighting. But Psalms 37 is actually, like, if it was actually, like, admitted, like, I'd get a tattoo that says, well, I wouldn't do that because I don't get tattooed. I would have put it on my shoulder, but I won't do that. Anyway, but Psalms 37 is a good chapter to read for anyone to chat. People who are listening, if you feel down and depressed, hopeless, anger, you feel like vengeance or anything of that nature, read Psalms 37 and it will help you.
Thank you so much for that, Patterson. If you're a regular listener to the show, you know that we spend every day on the show breaking down or walking through the Psalms, right? We call it the Soulful Psalms segment of Beacon of Truth. And you're right, Psalm 37 is amazing. It's a pretty long psalm, but I love, you know, it's, you know, sometimes when you're praying the liturgy of the hours every day, you know, when the psalms that you just love comes around, you're like, yes, I can't wait to pray that. Psalm 37 is one of those. So Patterson, I absolutely 100% agree with you about Psalm 37. This is written by David, right? And we know that David had to deal with some stuff too. Right? I mean, he was a man after God's own heart, but he had to deal with his own demons. He had to deal with his own darkness within himself. And this psalm I absolutely love. So I also highly recommend this for all of you that are experiencing that darkness or anxiety. As Patterson was talking about, Psalm 37, again, is absolutely beautiful. You know, I'm looking through it right now, and I'm just like, yes, like almost every line is like, yes, you know, I love that. And again, it's just like a song, right? Because the Psalms are the book of sung praises, right? And it's a psalm like this that helps remove that darkness, right? That lifts that fog, right? So the burning light of Christ's love can begin to shine in your life. Thank you so much, Patterson, for that awesome call. We're talking about The Healing of the Blind Man Bartimaeus, Word of God Wednesday on Beacon of Truth. We're looking at the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The Gospel is Mark chapter 10, The Healing of Bartimaeus. We're talking about how God is coming to your life to heal the darkness, to lift that fog, to remove the blind spots so you can see your way clearly through this life, so you can see God and what God is doing in your life. You open yourself to the God's incredible mercy so he can bring the healing that our hearts long for. All right, we have Loretta. She was calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, our neighbors to the north, but she couldn't hold. But she said, when I think I'm doing great and do an examination of conscience, the Holy Spirit shows me where I need a lot of work. Amen. And that's why we do the examination of conscience, right? Whether things are going well, whether things are going badly, we know we think about our day at the end of the day. And, you know, and you know, a good practice to say to confidier at the end of the day. When you think about what you did, you think about the good things that you did. You think about the not so good things that you may have done. You think about the opportunities that you had to do good, but you missed those opportunities because maybe you were being selfish in that moment. Maybe you just couldn't, you know, you were blind to seeing God in the person standing in front of you, and you let that get in your way. You know, but that examination of conscience and then the praying the confidier, you know, I confess to Almighty God and you, my brother and sister, that I've greatly sinned, right, in my thoughts. I mean, just, you know, just allowing God to come in and say, okay, you know what? I'm just going to pick myself up and do better tomorrow. You know, I love that. So in the few minutes, let's take a look at this gospel. So it says that the blind man Bartimaeus was sitting beside the road begging while Jesus and his followers were heading along the road to Jerusalem. So Jesus calls all of us to walk alongside him. But let's be real. Many of us are like Bartimaeus, you know, who's by the way, Bartimaeus in Hebrew means son of the honorable, right? Son of the honorable. So we are made in the image and likeness of God. Thus, we are all sons and daughters of the honorable and mighty God. But we are often sidelined on our journey of faith with Christ because we become blinded by the temptations of the world. Right? So that's kind of the spirit in entering into the story of the blind man Bartimaeus. So when the beggar hears that Jesus is passing by, he begins to call out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Just like Asaph was calling out in Psalm 77, just like we heard some of the callers, the beautiful callers, Loretta and others calling in today, sharing their stories of faith, crying out, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." So by addressing Jesus, Son of David, he's acknowledging, at least implicitly, that Jesus is the long-awaited for Messiah. So the first step to walking with Jesus is acknowledging him as Lord and King of our lives. Not the love of money or popularity or drugs or porn or television or anything that separates us from the life-giving communion with the living God. So we have to ask ourselves, as we begin this journey with the Lord, on the road with him, who is truly the King of my life, right? Amen. So we're looking at the healing of the blind man Bartimaeus, Word of God Wednesday. Would love to hear from you, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Carrie is calling from Washington. Oh, just north of me, Sacred Heart Radio. Welcome to Beacon of Truth. Hello, Carrie, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hello.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to share, like, recently, I'm 53 years old, and I recently became an empty nester. And I've been blessed to have been able to raise my children, and I'm kind of like at a now what stage. And I went through a little bit of, it's almost like, they didn't die. My children didn't die, but you're kind of in a transition. It feels like you're mourning when the house is so quiet and everyone's gone. But I went through a little bit of a dark spell, and through that, I would go outside, and it was the simple things that got me through. Like a random hummingbird would stop right in front of my face and stare at me. And I'm like, I see you, God. I see you. or just like the leaves would blow on the sunlight on the leaves, or like I'll be in a store and a baby will be staring at me like as if I see your soul, I see yours.
Oh, awesome. How beautiful, Carrie. Thank you so much for sharing. What a great way to end the show. Well, tomorrow we're going to talk about the fruits of the Eucharist. Great show tomorrow. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at ew10.com/radio. And until we're together again, may Almighty God keep you, bless you, and protect you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.